Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. I want to give God thanks for this opportunity to meet with you in order to share his word. And I want you to know that as I teach and as the Spirit of God teaches through me, I am learning too. I keep on learning, and therefore I keep on appreciating who God is and his marvelous grace. So the Holy Spirit is our common and primary teacher. So I want to thank God for who he is and his marvelous grace and what he has done for all of us as members of the body of Christ and as members one of another. So with that, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to meet with fellow believers in order to study your word. We do thank you for your word and that your word is not the word of men, but verily and only the word of the living God who manifests himself in flesh through the person of Jesus Christ. We do thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I've seen some passionate videos where this one passionate video in particular where in a very condescending and haughty voice, this man expressed his disbelief that 2,000 years ago, a man walked around Palestine, to use his words, saying that he was God. And I didn't want to listen to any more of it, but some very interesting things are happening today. At one point, there was a video on BitChute about the discovery of over 700 books of the Bible that had been missing, and I don't hear any more about those missing books of the Bible. According to the Word of God, we have a finished canon. And it is important that you and I believe and understand that we have a finished or complete canon. And so therefore, we don't look for other books to be added to the Word of God as we have received it. And by faith, we believe and know that when we look back on the history of the formation of the canon, that these extraordinary events, these extraordinary writers, and historical situations were all orchestrated by the Spirit of God. And so, if people have such videos, and they are that desperate so that they use such titles as clickbait, then move on. Don't bother investigating. We have a finished canon. And please read what John writes in the Revelation. And he talks about the plagues that will be added to those who add to this particular document. These documents form the sacred canon. And you can rest assured that you have the completed Word of God at your disposal. Understand that the enemy wants you to be constantly fretting and ill at ease, unsettled, restless, ever looking for answers, and never arriving at the epignosis of sound doctrine. Sound doctrine means just that. It means healthy, life-giving doctrine. Sound doctrine, healthy, life-giving doctrine, or teaching of the word. Not from the word, but teaching of the word. And that is what you and I have through the grace of God. Now, there is this other guy on, I think it was YouTube, and he was shouting, and he's a famous coach, and people have gone to his coaching events, and they have supposedly, they walked on over hot coals and so forth, and he was shouting, "You need a coach! You need a coach!" And so Jesus never shouted at anyone. And I know this guy was shouting because he's famous and he's using that leverage to continue to sell his events. And the Son of God never did that. The Son of God never sold anything. In fact, this is what Isaiah 55 writes. Isaiah 55, 1. But come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. Unquote. Now, of course, God is writing to his people, Israel, his beloved, his people that are engraved upon the palms of his hand. We read this in the book of Isaiah. And in the New Testament, we read about the church. We have the print of the nails in the palms of his hand. So you are wonderfully saved. We are wonderfully saved. And my prayer is that the words of Isaiah would awaken you to the only reality that is substantial or substantive, the only reality that is going to give you satisfaction in this life is Christ Jesus himself. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the light of life. So before I go into Paul's letter to the Ephesians, I want to read something to you from a book by Catherine Shanahan. Catherine Shanahan, M.D. And this book is called, or the title of this book is Deep Nutrition. And the subheading is Why Your Genes Need Traditional Food. So in chapter 8, and I just finished writing a paper, and through my research I was led to this book. So this is a very, very significant book. And I love the title, Deep Nutrition. So chapter 8 of this book is entitled Brain Killer, Why Vegetable Oil is Your Brain's Worst Enemy. Now, you might say, Josiah, I thought this show was going to be about what does the Apostle Paul mean by the phrase in Christ? Well, I'm going to get there, but I want to share something very important with you about living in the enemy's land and never not be alert as to the reality that we are in the enemy's land. He knows who you are, and he knows to whom you belong. And so he will attack us, and he attacks us in many ways very successfully. She goes on. So the title, once again, is Brain Killer. And she writes, vegetable oils attack the brain at 7 distinct vulnerability points using 7 distinct strategies. Think about the number 7. 7 distinct vulnerability points using 7 distinct strategies. Strategies. Paul writes about the strategies of the devil. She goes on, all 7 strategies are at work in causing autism and other childhood neurologic disorders. Vegetable oils make your brain more susceptible to damage by sugar. Eliminating these oils will enable symptoms of all sorts of brain disorders to improve, from autism to Alzheimer's. There are 5 specific kinds of foods you should eat to optimize brain health. These days, she writes, when we look at someone who is overweight, we tend to reflexively make the connection between their body's condition and their diet. But it's now abundantly clear that body size is just one of many consequences of an imbalanced diet. Please keep these words in your mind, imbalanced diet. As many metabolic disorders clear up when people eat better and restore normal weight. By the time you finish this chapter, my hope is that when you see a person suffering from depression, Alzheimer's, or even when you encounter a child with a learning disorder, remember, these are food-related, you will likewise think about diet, both as a cause and as a cure. I sincerely hope that you will come to understand why, if you care about your mental health, the single most important product to avoid is a staple so ubiquitous it goes largely unnoticed. I'm talking, of course, about vegetable oil. Now, why would she talk about vegetable oil in this manner? Well, because she knows that GMOs or genetically modified organisms are used in making so-called vegetable oil. Vegetable oil is undoubtedly the most unnatural product we eat in any significant amount. Keep in mind, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, are generally the starting point in the production of vegetable oil, and things just go downhill from there. Thanks to vegetable oil's inherent ability to inhibit life, vegetable oils are the chemicals that preserve a Twinkie for years on end. More than any other ingredient, vegetable oil is what puts the junk in junk food. So vegetable oil, the perfect brain-eating toxin, promotes brain disorders both directly and indirectly by impacting these systems. So I want to stop there for a moment. And the body. So why attack the body in such a vicious manner? And such, as she writes, such a ubiquitous chemical that many people use, and its use is just, to them, it's benign. I'm frying something, I'm using it on a salad, but it's a benign presence. That's the brainwashing. To make me believe that what is most deadly is benign. And make it readily available, make it plentiful, and make me believe that I can't do without it. She goes on. And remember, vegetable oil, the perfect brain-eating toxin, promotes brain disorders both directly and indirectly by impacting these systems. Gut. Inflammatory reactions in the gut influence brain health by way of the microbiota, the immune system, and leaky gut. How can I keep my mind stayed on Jesus if my body's being poisoned through my gut? Notice the gut. And keep in mind that your adrenal glands set on top of the kidneys. Now, a lot of modern medical books have relegated the adrenals to insignificance. Now, the adrenal glands are associated with emotion, deep emotion. Now, did you know that there are certain chemicals that are put in vegetable oil to that leads to emotional eating? This was a study in the Public Library of Science. It was on oxidative stress, an inevitable consequence of a high vegetable oil diet. So this study showed that the combination of sugar and vegetable oil form a perfect biochemical weapon of addiction, reminiscent of impact boosting used by cigarette manufacturers to turn junk foods and other processed foods into its delivery systems of metabolic disease. See, this is what they want to do. They want to destroy our the body in this very subtle way. So, number one, the gut. Two, lipoproteins. These serve as Trojan horses, distributing the toxins to the brain and other target organs. I intake the word through my brain. Okay? And as a believer, by faith, when I believe the word that I intake, then the word that I intake is transferred by faith into usable, what the Bible calls epinosis. Epinosis is doctrine that I use from in my walk with Christ. Well, so-and-so is just getting older, and these things happen when you age. And you see the subtle ageism, and many of these poor people who are in these so-called nursing homes, they have been their lives have been destroyed by Big Pharma. Now, the food is a seemingly benign weapon. It is used to destroy. Now, food, there's an elaborate fiendish food system within the United States. The poorer communities get mostly non-food and mostly sugary foods and mostly so-called foods filled with GMO. And their stores are packed, or the little mini markets are packed with what? Vegetable oil. They want you to co-partner you in your own destruction. And as I am teaching this, I want you to think about what is happening spiritually to people. Lipoprotein or lipoproteins, as some say, arteries. Vegetable oil disrupts the regulation of blood flow through the brain. Vegetable oil disrupts the regulation of blood flow through the brain. Vegetable oil. Well, so-and-so had a stroke. So-and-so had a heart attack. So-and-so had heart disease because of these factors. You got to get a little deeper. That's why this book is called Deep Nutrition. Think about nutrition. We're talking about our cellular cells. The Holy Spirit dwells in my heart, my the supernatural part of my being. This is where God is. And my Bible tells me that our bodies are the temple of the Spirit. And what if my temple, where the Lord dwells, and I know he dwells because the Bible tells me so, is filled with toxins and inflammation. Arteries, vegetable oil disrupts the regulation of blood flow through the brain. White blood cells, vegetable oil turns, listen carefully, vegetable oil, this is a weapon of the enemy, vegetable oil turns our immune system against us, causing food and infectious diseases to trigger nerve-degenerating reactions. Vegetable oil, you may pick up this book. It is called Deep Nutrition. Vegetable oil turns our immune system. So this is how autoimmune disease is created, by the fake foods we eat. Not real foods. The fake foods, Trojan horse foods. It looks good. It tastes good because of the chemicals that they use to do what? To seduce our tongues. They use certain print or commercials to manipulate and what? To deceive our eyes. So they deceive the ear gate. They deceive the eye gate. They deceive the taste or tongue. And certain chemicals are secreted by the brain or stimulated by the brain when introduced to these chemicals. So vegetable oils turns our immune system against us. Nerve cellular architecture. Vegetable oils cause an overload of oxidative reactions inside the cell, our cellular cells, leading to the accumulation of intracellular trash. So vegetable oils turns our bodies into trash bags. And the poor people we see or even ourselves, they turn us into trash bags. Intracellular trash. When this affects our white matter, that is of the brain, we lose our mobility. When it affects our gray matter, speaking of the brain again, we lose our personalities. and our connections to the world. Do you see the fiendishness of fake food? We talk about fake news. What about fake food? Six, gene replication. Vegetable oils impair brain development through direct mutagenic effects on DNA and altered gene expression. So, vegetable oils has multiple strategies by which it wreaks havoc in your body. Like a seasoned general, it knows your weaknesses and probes every vulnerability point for the opportunity to get into your brain and dismantle your cognitive functioning. This is ruthless. I'm taught in churchianity that's not nice, and I should be nice. You shouldn't think that way. You shouldn't think that you know, the world is so maniacally evil. Well, you need to read the book of James. And James says that the friendship with the world is the enemy of God. And Jesus talked about the unmitigated ruthlessness of the cosmic system, because it is under whom? The devil. Like a seasoned general, it knows your weaknesses and probes every vulnerability point for the opportunity to get into your brain and dismantle your cognitive functioning. These are: one, attack the gut; two, deactivate the defense systems. Look, glyphosate, the chemical that's used in industrial farming, is it can't get rid of. It's when it's ingested through the foods that they send out to people, it keeps the gut from absorbing nutrients. You wonder why so many people have problems going to the bathroom? It is because of what vegetable oil has done to the gut. It is their chief delivery system. So it attacks the gut. Two, it deactivates the defense system. Three, counterintelligence. Four, cuts off supplies; five, firebombing; and six, blow up the roads; and seven, identify theft. She goes on, and then she, you know, talks at length about what this does. I'm going to go into more of this later in other episodes, but you know, she starts with talking about heartburn. And she says, many people wrongly attribute heartburn and spicy foods to the spices and simply ignore the warning signs. Others quiet the gastric flames with heartburn medications and antacids, but these do nothing to block the damaging effects of mega trans fats on the gut. And she talks about how this stuff will destroy the digestive system and a relentless impact on the microbial flora, which can have mind-altering effects. Now, Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is deep nutrition. Jesus knows the many ways in which the devil can infiltrate our lives, because the devil, the unclean spirit, and the demons do what? they want to deactivate our defense system. They want to cut off supplies. They want to firebomb. They want to blow up the roads. They want to dismantle cognitive functioning. This is ruthless. And it's true. And notice what she says on the nerve cellular architecture. Vegetable oils lead to the accumulation of intracellular trash. When this affects our white matter, we lose our mobility. When it affects our gray matter, we lose our personalities and our connections to the world. Well, we've been taught that certain diseases are inevitably or are age-related diseases that are to be expected. I want you to read Deep Nutrition. I want you to read the deep nutrition of the word that's found in Jesus. And once you get serious about this journey with Jesus, you've got to understand some very important things. Remember earlier, I read to you, and this is on the same chapter, Brain Killer, page 177, and she writes about how vegetable oils lead to emotional eating. Now listen, I'm going to read this. But what if junk food contained a major ingredient that could lower your self-esteem, make you feel hopeless, and make you far more critical of your body every time you look in the mirror? Well, that can't possibly happen. Listen. You got to get serious about who you are and whose you are. And God will open your mind to certain truths that you've been brainwashed to not believing and to not seeing and to not accepting. And understand that this system creates food that makes people sick. Now, you can go to nutritionfacts.org and read Dr. Greger's material. It is highly scholarly yet readable. He lost someone very close to him whom he loved. I think it was his grandmother. And he believes her life could have been saved through a different nutrition paradigm. We're not talking about diet. I'm talking about a realistic, real nutrition paradigm that will save your life. When we say Jesus is the bread of life, we're talking about Jesus, this supernatural and the supernatural nutrition paradigm that is He. Not that he represents, but he is the bread of life. You'd be amazed at when you change certain things. If you say, well, I'm going to change vegetable oil, I'm going to limit my intake of sugar, what will happen in your life? And the food pyramid is a lie. If you really want to understand how to eat properly, invert the pyramid. Be careful of all these three-letter agencies, CDC, Center for Disease Control. Be careful of what you believe about these people. and what they represent. Now, what scientists have discovered is that heart disease is growing and people are living longer, but they're living sicker. They're not living healthier lives. They're living lives that are managed by the medications and the chemicals of Big Pharma. So understand the genius of the system. We will make them sick, but we will not put them on a journey to wellness. We will keep them sick, and they will be forever enslaved to us and dependent upon the medications that we offer them. And remember, they won't care about the side effects. Once vegetable oils burn through your brain's supply of antioxidants, antioxidant depletion can impair the ability of your brain to increase blood flow on demand, a process dependent upon normal endothelial function, mechanism by which your body regulates blood flow, and by distributing endothelial function and limiting blood flow, vegetable oil cuts off supply to the most active regions of your brain. This necessarily means whatever mental task you may be trying to accomplish, you can feel as if you're not keeping up. What is more, a vegetable oil can even put chronically overworked sections of your brain at risk for tiny strokes. I hope I've made my point tonight. We didn't spend a lot of time on Paul and what he means by the phrase in Christ, but I want you to understand what's going on. And we can look at multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, and other neurodegenerative processes. Can, you know, at least in part, be attributed to what? Autoimmune attacks. Once again, autoimmune attacks are the, you know, when, which means that the body has turned against itself. Now, you must understand in the spiritual realm, I mean, this is with regard to your body. Why? I'm not speaking to believers. Your body belongs to the Lord. We, all of us, belong to the Lord. All of us. He redeemed all of us. We are going to receive a resurrection body. Ah, let's talk about that for a moment. Nothing impure or imperfect will be in the throne room of God. Remember earlier I spoke about intracellular trash? And remember during the public ministry of Jesus, the people who came to him, he healed them perfectly? He healed perfectly? There was no question about what he had done or what had come into the life of this individual. All these were signs of the kingdom and of the king. He redeemed the church unto himself without spot or blemish. He's going to present the church to himself without spot or blemish. This is God, the kingdom of God. We belong to God. We are being conformed to the image of Christ. We're not to play with sin. We're not to contemplate sin. We're not to plan sin. We're believers. We're to be holy vessels unto the Lord. We're to be set aside unto God alone. God said, be you holy, for I am holy. Now do you see why in the Hebrew economy and the law that the priests were both the religious leaders and the public health officials of the people, they had a specific diet, the kosher diet. The kosher diet kept them clean. Remember, when Daniel was taken to Babylon, he did not want to eat the king's fare. He did not want the king's food. And by faith and through faith, he asked that he and his companions may eat only the food that was kosher. They stuck to that kosher diet. And what happened? God blessed them. They were faithful in the area of food. To eat the king's food would have meant what? The beginning of compromise. Daniel knew this. And he would not compromise his faith. He would not compromise his theology of food. Wherever he was, he knew he belonged to the Lord. Daniel, in the present tense, knew, "Thou God seest me." What does it mean in practice? Not in a theology book. Not to talk glibly or eloquently about the prepositional phrase in Christ. But in reality, it means what? My position. I am within the sphere of Christ. Period. And I belong to him. It is both a positional and a practical reality to be in Christ. This is what Paul's letter to the Ephesians is about. And Paul uses in his writings that prepositional phrase, in Christ, upwards of 147 times. In Christ controls Paul's thinking. In Christ controls Paul's theology. Our thinking should be controlled by what it means to be Christ. Whatsoever we do to the glory of God, is what we're told in the Word. Jesus is our sacred oil. The Holy Spirit is our sacred oil. And there are clean oils that we can use for our foods, so that we can bring healing back to our bodies and thus our souls and thus the gut and the brain. And we won't compromise the blood-brain barrier. We won't compromise our cells anymore and our tissues, because we're eating as unto the Lord. And we're practicing our faith in every aspect of our lives and our walk. We belong to God, and in this present evil age, let us do those things that show forth our faith. Good evening, and God bless you.